Now, I'm going to assume that your church plant is not where you want it to be, or your church planting team or your church. In terms of the evangelistic temperature cultural practice, I'm just going to assume you're not where you want it to be. And that is hugely significant because that's the why. So in other words, we talked about this before, haven't we? You've got to find the why. What is the motivation for change? And it's a big driver for you. Hang on a second. We've got all these resources, human resources fundamentally. We are not functioning the way that we should be functioning. We're not a healthy church evangelistically. We need to do something about it. That is going to drive the kind of stuff that we're going to subsequently talk about, which is sort of rearranging what you do, how you do it, what you do, and so on. You've got to remember, I want to get us somewhere other than where we are at the moment. Okay, so that's the motivational stuff. So that what everything that you've done has not been wasted. Just in my notes, I put here, if we're happy with what's going on, right, means you don't need to do anything, means you don't need to plan anything. If you're happy with where you are, that's great. But I imagine that you're not confident that your church is a place that's able to execute your plan for growth. Do you remember we've talked in the past? You've got to have two plans going into church planting, the plan to launch and the plan to grow. Okay, the plan to grow is absolutely dependent on evangelistic activity. Do you remember? Fully, how do you get from the totally disinterested unbeliever to the fully devoted disciple? Engage, evangelize, establish, equip. So the engage or the evangelize bit. Now, if you can't execute that, the bridge isn't complete. The pathway isn't, someone can't travel over. Now, that's on you, because it's your job in that congregational team to be the equipper of others, Ephesians 4. It's our job as pastor teachers to support the saints for their works of service. So the critical thing that we bring to the piece is not that we're the star evangelist, but we are the equipper of the congregation in the work of evangelism. That is critical. So what we're going to think about is it matters, because we cannot be the blockage. We cannot be the reason why the congregation is not growing in its desire for and competency in evangelism. Okay. Secondly, what you need to do now is talk about where you want your church plant to be. So this is the kind of this is the dream question. It's the aspirational stuff. Now you've got to be realistic. But we need to have a clear idea of what we think evangelistic health looks like in a church context, because we need to know where is it that we want to head. So what I want you to do is think about where would I like this to be in 12 months' time. This time next year, you're sat down, you're having the same conversation. Where would you like to be? So this is all about vision. To put some flesh on the bones for you on that. So for example, before we planted Christ Church Peckham, we wanted everyone in our congregation to be able to do three things. We wanted them to be able to knock on a door and open up a potential evangelistic conversation. We wanted them to be able to explain the gospel using a simple gospel outline. And we wanted them to be able to lead a friend in their exploration of the gospel through Mark's gospel. Now, that is aspirational stuff. Turns out it was too aspirational. It was unrealistic, but at least we knew what we were aiming at. So Adrian, Nigel and I decided this is what we want every one of our congregation at least to aim at. We won't expect them to, but why don't we encourage them to get to a place where they can knock on any door, be part of our door knocking team, and open up an evangelistic conversation. Secondly, to be able to explain the gospel. So once someone says, what is it that Christians believe? They are able to, for something coherent and clear to come out of their mouths. And then thirdly, to be able to say to a friend who wants to explore things, why don't we look at Mark's gospel together? Now, I still think those are not bad things to do, but that's what we aimed at. They weren't completely fulfilled, but here's the question. What do you want your congregation to be able to do? So what I want you to do is spend the next 10 minutes, perhaps a little bit longer, Describe where you'd like your church plants to be in terms of the evangelistic culture, temperature, and practice. Okay, so it's the same question. Okay, to go back to John and Pete. Pete, just tell me, your average 15-year-old, you know, where do you want them to be? Or it could be that you're saying, okay, the 11, what do we want for the 11s to 14s? What do we want for the 15s to 18s? But you know, an A-level student, what is our ambition for them under God in their evangelistic life? Where would we love them to be? All right, so why don't you do that? Just remember, this is going to be the, you know where you are, you know where, this is the, where would you like to be? Because guess what? The next session is going to be, how do we get from there to there? What is going to be the actual plan of attack? Okay, happy to do that? Go for it.